In a bipartisan show of unity, 19 U.S. senators, including Wyoming's Senator Craig Thomas and Senator Mike Enzi, co-sponsored legislation that would impose tariffs on Japan for refusing to import American beef. Thomas and Enzi have been at the forefront of this debate since Japan decided to ban U.S. beef in 2003. Craig Thomas said, quote, "Japan is dealing us a dead hand. For 2 years we have watched the Japanese drag their feet, and we can't let them continue to slam the door in our faces. My vision for international trade calls for a fair exchange of goods. However, in the case of exportation of our beef to Japan, there is clearly not equal footing." Senator Mike Enzi had the following comments.
"Japan is a shrewd trading partner, and that's admirable. But when shrewdness turns to exploitation, we have to stand up for our ranchers and put a stop to it. Wyoming ranchers are suffering because the Japanese government is not holding up its end of the bargain. More than a year ago, Japan agreed to let our beef back in, but instead of opening the border, they're dragging their feet. It seems like Japan is blocking this more for economic reasons than for health reasons."
Estimates indicate that the U.S. beef industry loses $100 million every month the Japanese border remains closed to U.S. beef. Since the first border closure in 2003, the U.S. beef industry has lost about $6 billion in income. This is Bob Rule reporting for KPIN Radio.